This is the second part of the previous shir of the Haftarah on Parshas Bahalo Yischa. This is the end of Moshe Shmuel Shapiro in the Sefer Zov Mishva. He was a Rashiva of Ber Yaakov. And here's the last part of what he says based on everything he said previously about the dirty laundry, dirty clothing. So I'm going to say it. No holds barred. I think that's how the expression goes. Here it is. It says Moshe Shmuel, we know that the definition of Zionism, and you could check this up, is that something in Klal Yisrael is lacking. It's not enough to be Klal Yisrael with Torah if you're living amongst the Ummah Sa'ilam. We have to have our own country, we have to have our own language. And if we got the country, if we got our language, many interpret Zionists as now we are complete, and we do not need the Torah. This is the Shita, which unfortunately many, many people hold. And this is absolute fear and apikorsis. We know that our nation is a nation, Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon said, only because of Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Klal Yisrael with Torah is Torah even in the Midbar, even if we're by Goyim. Klal Yisrael without Torah Chas Hashem was not Am Yisrael. So what if we have our own language and what if we have our own country? So what, we're like English, we're like French? They also have their own language, their own country. Manishtana, us from them, if not with Torah. And therefore it's very clear that the Shiltoin, the rulership of Tzionim, was all about being Oiker Torah. Reb Chaim Brisker said the following. Many people think that the Tzionim really care about Eretz Yisrael, and unfortunately, in their caring about Eretz Yisrael, they had to somehow here and there overstep Torah, and step and trample on Torah. So Reb Chaim said no. The Tachlis was for them to be Oiker Torah, to be Oiveras on Yiddishkeit. And therefore, they found an excuse by being setting up a Medina. We see this. There are over 1 million Yidden who are being brought up through Kfira, Apikorsis. They do not know the word Shema Yisrael. They don't know about Yichud Shem Shemayim. That's a Medina. That's a Chorban. What, for generations, the Goyim didn't manage to do to us, the Yidden have done through themselves, through this non-religious country. And then there are those who want to start getting involved in politics. And they say, well, the people of the right, they don't want Prikas Ol. The people of the right want us to keep Torah and Mitzvahs. And therefore, they're all happy and excited to be together with the people on the right. And they write and they act for it. You have to know, says Rabbi Shmuel Shapiro, that is living in darkness. There's no difference between right and left. And even when the right's running the government, they also are Oiker Torah. They also went against Yiddish Achinuch. They were pro-Chilul Shabbos, anti-Yom Tov, and did Maisim, Mitzrayim, and Knan. They're not interested in Torah. They never went against people that were against Torah. It's all part of the Ummiyut, all part of nationalism. Because they feel, getting back to what we said before, that if we don't, that Klal Yisrael with Torah is still missing something. We need, Yiddishkeit's not enough. Yiddishkeit is weak and needs a little help. We know the only thing that we have that keeps us going is Torah. Our Yeshua will not come from them. Mashiach will not come based on them. Like we said, we daven three times a day. So, and then he speaks about people that listen to radio. This was back in his day. Out of what will be nowadays, if we know about people, everything that we have in our homes, since Corona especially. So we have to make sure not to be affected by them, not to be touched by them. And again, I'm being a little bit lighter than what he says. Sefer Zav Mishva, Maimur and Chanukah. Shem should help us. We should be strong and tahar. Have a wonderful rest of the week.